welcome to another edition of the Latin Babbler Live. I'm here with Tigera.
What's up? What's up?
Ms. Rocky again is in the house.
What's up, mi gente?
And joining us once again is El Bojique.
What up, fam? It's nice to be back.
Man, we missed you.
They let you out of the cage, huh?
But he still sounds like he's in a tunnel somewhere. Somebody, he's, you know, he's still trying to escape.
They let me out because it's what? Chore day.
Chore day.
I got chores. Like,
I got chores. What we gonna talk about?
You're still painting?
Yeah, I'm still painting that room.
Yeah, because I started it on Sunday, but I started it a little late. And Zoe wants like a couple colors. She's got like three colors going on, so I gotta, and I'm doing two at the same time, so yeah.
And for those that don't know who Zoe is
my daughter. My little one, my youngin.
Well, today we got a great topic. Hopefully good enough for a debate. Maybe we'll get some callers in. Nah. We'll get their feedback. But we're going to talk about man versus woman and who does the most chores. And I know that for the longest time, we've had the stereotypes. You know, women do the most chores, men provide, and so forth. And it's always been very lopsided. And so today we're going to sit there and try to get some feedback as to whether or not these are true or not. Because it's always been what? Women do the dishes, do the laundry. Men are out there, you know, mowing the lawn, doing the garage. We're going to hit up some categories and then we're going to try and see, you know, whether or not we've done any better, men, in progressing into this field of expertise that we call housework. And so we're going to try and, you know, talk about all those different categories and see where we fare out. And if we lose, then we lose, because, you know, stats never lie. And you know me, I'm a stats guy, and whatever the stats say, that's where it goes. So just to get an opinion, Tigera, what do you think?
Well, I think it should be 50-50, but I do know that men cook more than women. That for sure.
Yeah.
You think men cook more than women?
Yeah, I've met a lot of people and a lot of my friends and girlfriends, and I hear people talking. I've noticed that men cook more than women do.
Ms. Rocky, what about
you?
We cook.
I mean, I feel you're right. I mean, my father always did a lot of the cooking because, sorry, Mom, cooking was awful. And then my first husband actually really taught me how to, you know, cook and lay it down Boricua style. So, you know, I got into it. So, yeah, I mean, the men can cook, but women cook a lot too. So, I don't know. It's kind of 50-50.
Well, do you think it's changed? Boricua, what do you think?
I absolutely think, like we were talking about cooking, yeah, I think men are cooking more now than I think before. I grew up in the culture where men, like, didn't cook or what have you, unless you were, like, a cook or a chef. So, yeah, but, man, it's a good question. I think once we start going through who does what and how and whatever, I don't know. It's a good one. It's a good
right.
one.
Yeah. So, you ready?
Who's ready?
So, here you go. Yeah, in the category of meals, who cooks in the household from the age of 18 to 34? Now, this is based off of it's based off of a Gallup poll, I believe, that was run. It's part of USA Today. It's from men and women in the U.S. households from 2019. So meals from the age group of 18 to 34. The man or the husband cooks 20% of the time in the household. The women cook 50% of the time in the household.
Really?
And as a couple combined, they share the responsibility 29% of the time. Now, if you go into the age of 35 to 40, which is more our age, 16% of the men cook, 50% of the women actually make the meals, and only 33% do a combination of the both. So we're definitely losing there. Women are still cooking 50% of the time. I can see how even as you get older, the women would cook more because of the fact that, you know, that's more traditional, I believe. So what about laundry? Who's doing the laundry in the house? Figura.
I think is. I'm talking about my experiences, by the way. I think mostly men usually do their own laundry. The girls do their laundry, and if they're doing theirs, they'll do the other partner or vice versa. So it's kind of 50-50.
Hey.
But still, the guys are a little, most guys are still lost in that department, so women must be doing the laundry more.
Well, Hick, I'm going to give you a chance to respond because you're the guy. I'm going to give him a chance. He's the guy. He's got to go right after her and try and rebuttal that or even agree with it.
No, well, I'm going to say that that laundry-wise, yeah, man, I think women got it. I think that we throw down a little bit because, I mean, for me personally, I do everything. Cook, I do everything, right? Now, it doesn't mean that I do everything all the time or not like that. No, but I agree with La Tigera. Women most definitely do the most of the laundry and whatnot, for sure.
Absolutely.
When you say you do everything, does that mean you are, like, well-rounded? Or do you do everything in the house? Because I'm pretty sure your wife is probably going to be listening to this sooner or later. So are you doing everything in the house?
Yeah, exactly.
You're doing everything?
Absolutely not. That's what I meant. Absolutely not. I said I'm well-rounded.
Be
that's
clear.
What I was trying to say. I'm well-rounded. Yeah, no, hold on.
Be clear, Boogie.
I don't want him to get his ass whooped today. So.
That part. But, I'm well-rounded. I could do a little bit. I could do everything. But here at home, I can say at least in my house, my wife does the majority of everything. And now we're training my daughter up, or our daughter up, to also contribute and help that she's been doing. Like, Friday's is laundry day for her.
How about you, Ms. Rocky?
Who does? She's a woman.
I do the laundry. If it was for my prior, relationships, everything would just go in the dryer. Everything shrinks. My Victoria's Secret underwear gets, couple sizes smaller. I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? I can't do it. So I have to be the one to wash, dry. There's certain things that go in the dryer for like 5-10 minutes, and then I hang them up. No, can't do it. They just mess everything up. They put the colors with the whites, throw bleach in it. Nah, I'm okay. I'll keep doing the laundry.
Alright, so
again,
here we go.
Those are my prior experiences.
You ready?
Again.
You ready? Yes. So here we go. When it comes to laundry, 18 to 34, men do laundry 16% of the time. Again,
see?
Women do laundry 55% of the time. And when, as a couple combined, where you would think both are doing it equally, 28%. Women win this category by a long shot.
That's right.
Absolutely destroying it. And it gets worse as you get older. 35 to 54. 12% of the men are laundry. 12%. So it goes down.
A woman.
And 57% of the women do the laundry in the age category of 35 to 54. So that's just terrible, man. We are just horrible.
Listen, Victoria's Secret bras cost $65 to $100. Them things can't be. Have to know how to make. I'm sorry, like the Victoria's Secret bras and the underwears, they're expensive. You can't just throw those things in the wash and just do whatever you want with them. No, sir.
Dental floss. That's what it's gonna look like once we're done with the laundry.
Exactly.
She go walk out with her granny underwear is looking like
From Walmart. Hell no.
Yeah, hey,
that is hilarious.
When you told me that your ex shrank your Victoria's secretions, I was like, no. That's a no. He lost out.
Are you ready?
Some of the underwears you don't throw in the wash.
Next.
No, some of them you go into, you have to wash them. All kinds of stuff. Sometimes you got to wash them by hand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got to wash them by hand. See?
I know the gentle cycle. In the gentle cycle.
You got to put it in the delicate in the dryer, too, because if not, they shrink and all kinds of stuff. So. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, next category. Here we go.
Yes.
Cleans the house. So now I'm going to incorporate that into multiple categories. So when I talk about clean the house, I'm going to say literally just inside the house. Not the outside, because, you know, we're going to talk about that too. But we're going to talk just inside the house. All right? This is a category that should be entertaining. So, Figuera, what do you think? Men or women?
Again,
do you guys clean?
I'm talking about my experiences. I had someone that did 50-50. So, 50-50. It depends how they're brought up.
Yes, I agree with you. 1,000%.
I'm just letting you know, my friend, because I have a lot of friends and I see them cooking, I see them cleaning. So it depends how you're brought up. So again, it could be 50-50, but I'm sure the women do. They have kids. The women will be on top of it more than the men would, because you know how that goes. But again, there's a lot of stay-home dads now, a lot of women working. So it can be either or. We just don't know anymore.
That's true. There are a lot of stay-at-home dads. You see a lot of women going now in the workforce. A lot of dads who are sitting there, you know, being the care sitter for when the women go out. There's a lot of that. Ms. Rocky, what do you think?
I've always been the one to clean. Again, my prior experiences, I had to be the one to teach somebody how to clean, teach those how to clean. So, I mean, it can be 50-50, but just my experience has always been more the woman than the man. I mean, you gotta nag them to death for them to do something. You have to be breaking your back before they say, oh, you want me to help you? So, I mean, no, I'm just barefoot and pregnant. I mean, I can't bend over and freaking scrub the bathtub. Yeah, I need you to get up, boy.
Boy, what about you? What about you?
Well, I think here in my experience, you know, my wife does most of the cleaning in the home as well. I am helping a lot more. So, like, I've broken up my week into, like, I'll do two different things a day inside the house and then outside the house. But obviously, because of work and everything else, my wife ends up doing those things. And again, this is because I grew up seeing my mom do everything. My mother-in-law does everything. So it's kind of like, you know, I said, I'm going to try to help, be that different guy.
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too. Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, aka the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fails, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch,
a gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit bitch and be fierce on a huge ass couch
while we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy
and cunty
with us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on the big... Oh, wait. I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On the big cunty couch. Mwah.
Okay, so me personally, I'm a jack of all trades. I'm pretty sure that my kids can attest to that. You know, I can cook. I can clean. I learned that from my mom. You know, I was raised as a single mom, so she raised me. She taught me everything I need to know. The Navy taught me some more. Boy Scouts taught me some more. And so, but I'm not going to lie. I'm also a dad. I got two adult daughters. And for the most part, I feel like, in part, I do so much from other sides that I give that responsibility to them. And I help out when I can. Somebody's going to probably shoot me for saying that. But I'm a weird hybrid. So whenever I got to go in there, I got to do it myself, I do it myself. Whenever I sit around and I have them availability, you know.
You're going to sit back and relax.
Put them on day job.
Yeah, I'm going to sit back and relax. I mean, why not? Like, you know what I'm saying? I think I've earned that spot, as bad as that may sound. But I think I've, you know, through years and years of hard work and dedication and so forth, it's good to see, you know, my daughters turning around and doing the parts that I used to do. Yeah, I mean, that's just me. Well, let's go to the data, because the data, like I said, never lies.
But again, who wrote the article and who got the data and everything else?
Well, this was all part of like surveys that they take for like adults at a bit. I think it was like 3,062 adults that were it was conducted back in June 19th and 30th in July, and then again in August. And it's got a margin of error plus or 2-%, but that doesn't matter. That's nothing compared to that.
Right.
But it's part of like, I guess they send out this census, I guess you can say, for this role. It says roles of men and women in U.S. household 2019. And it's actually done by the Division of Labor at Home. So I bet there's a division for this that actually tries to find out this information. Now, this particular category, or these all particular categories, do not include the LGBT community or the LGBTQ community. So these numbers could be different when you add in those communities in there. But from a standpoint, we're just getting an idea. It's bad just to see these statistics at where they are now. And when you come up with cleaning in the household, you ready? 18 to 34.
What is it?
This is by the time. 18 to 34 is when, you know, people are for the most part living on their own, depending on what their circumstances are. So 18 to 34, 11% of the man or husband does the house chores in the house. The number that's going to shock you, though, is the ones that we talk about afterwards. So 46% of the woman or their wife does the cleaning in the house. It says that combined, both as an equal partner, 43% do things.
Yeah, I can see that.
In the house, married or living together and so forth, it's almost even by 7% that both of them are actually doing the work in the household. That may be what Miss Rocky said, where you turn around and, you know, you put foot in ass and your husband gets up and starts cleaning with you.
Right.
Or it may just be somebody, you know, really actually paying attention to the, you know, the needs of the household, and they go ahead and, you know, actually contribute to it. So what do you guys think about that, Bohica? What do you think about the results of that?
Yeah, I honestly can see that. I can see that because, like I said, you know, I'm doing my part here at home, and I can see that it's about that 40 because, you know, she does most of it, but when I have to jump in there, like I said, I'm doing myself a thing. So I see that, and I think that's cool. That's what's up.
When I was married, I literally did most of the chores. So I'm not going to lie. And if my ex-wife is listening, too bad. It's the truth. So I did most of the cleaning. Everybody who listened, kiss my ass. I'm going to be honest.
I was the type of person that would take my clothes, put in a bag, and drop it off in Laval por Libra.
Really?
At the
wash per pound, at the corn laundry, at the dry cleaning.
They used to fold my shit, put in hangers, and give it to me. I was like, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Really?
What you spend in detergent and you spend in water is the same thing you spend in Laval por Libra. So you get the same expense.
Oh my God. Wash per pound, people. Wash per pound for Libra.
I did that once and it actually worked out quite well. I remember doing
it. It's pretty cheap. It's for you by yourself, you can do it.
Well, that depends on who you are. If you're a skinny person, the wash per pound is a good idea. If you're a big person like me, you're basically filling in tons. And so that becomes, you know, literally more expensive.
But let me ask you, how about they've never stolen things or whatever? Like, how do you know exactly what pieces of laundry you're getting back?
I did it for over 2 years. I would drop it off, put it in a bag. They would fold it for me. They put it in clear bags for you, and they put it in hangers. You take the hangers, and they put your work clothes in hangers and everything.
Wow.
Thank God. I'm very blessed that nothing ever happened to my clothes.
Thank God.
But I also told my work thing, you know, then they messed with me when I told where I worked at. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so here we go. Second to last category.
Oh crazy ass.
Who washes the dishes in the household? I'm gonna let Bohica go first. Who washes the dishes in the household?
Hell no to the no to the no 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 hell no. I mean, my wife has to nag me and be on me to wash them dishes. I absolutely do not like washing dishes. That's one thing I would say. I'll cook. I'll do whatever I got to do. I mean, I'll do them eventually. Like Ms. Rocky said, I get nagged to where I just like, shit, I don't want to hear no nagging no more, and I just get it done. But no, the statistics on that's going to be real low for me, I think.
Yeah. No, for women, I can't stand washing dishes.
There you go.
Tegan, what about you? What do you think?
Me?
Yeah, what do you think? Who does
well,
it more?
Me personally, I got trained very early in age at 5. I like washing dishes. I don't like dishwashers. I wash really fast and I wash really good. And if I cooked, the person washed the dishes. If they cooked, I washed the dishes, but I washed them real quick. I came like my mama. Mom and I are quick in that aspect. So I don't mind washing dishes.
I hate to wash dishes. I mean, I know people that love to wash dishes saying that it's so therapeutic and whatnot. You know, I don't find it therapeutic at all. I can't stand it. It's just like the washing the clothes. I like to wash the clothes. I hate to put them away. So I have a, you know, love and hate relationship for both. So I can see, I mean, I trained my potentials. I trained the old potentials to wash dishes.
The potentials, the future workers of America?
Yes, exactly. Those right there. Uh-huh.
So I'm not going to lie. I will literally wait till the very last dish before I start doing dishes. So it'll be like, if my daughters haven't done it yet, I will wait. And it will be there forever until I look at it and I'm like, man, okay, I'm gonna have to do this. Ironic, I have a dishwasher, which makes me double lazy on dishes because it's not like I gotta wash them and put them on a dryer. I can literally just wash them and put them inside the machine. But no, and we grill and do all kinds of stuff. And like I said, it'll have to be a cold day in hell before I actually look at the dishes and go, you know what? Let me do these dishes. So I'm in that category that's really bad. However, when I was married, I was doing that shit all the time. So I think what happened was I was doing them all the time. So I decided I'm on strike until I get married again.
Oh gosh. So,
and then I'll work on it. And the reason for it is I'm gonna tell you why. So you ready? Here's an interesting statistic for you. And this is for the men out there. Pay attention because this is going to help you out. So, according to a science study in The Atlantic, men who do dishes have more sex.
Really?
What? All right, now, let me get on my job.
I didn't know that.
It says, I'm going to read this to you. Ready? Ready? According to The Atlantic, the forthcoming report of the Council of Contemporary Family confirms that women have known since the beginning of time, out of all the household chores, being stuck with the dishes is one of the most likely to cause friction and resentment in the relationship, which translates to less sex. The study covers chores like shopping, laundry, general house cleaning, and the common thread for women in heterosexual relationships is that a partner helping with the dishes means a happier relationship. It says, women who wash most of the household dishes report less satisfaction in the relationships, more conflict, and yes, a worse sex life.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I'm going to get on that job then, all that I know. Hey.
So I'm going to assume that all these guys who are listening to this show or will listen to the recording of this show are going to start doing dishes because there's a benefit. Happy marriage, happy relationship. Apparently, the happy bedroom. So there you
That's
go.
It.
There you go.
Love you long time. Love you long time.
And consider the fact
Mikey, get off the phone.
Considering the fact that you don't do laundry and you don't do the meals and the house cleaning, at least do the dishes because it's beneficial, right? I mean, that's what it's saying in the study.
At least do the damn dishes. That's all I'm talking about. Wash a damn dish. Shit.
All right, ready? Last category. Last category. Cares for the kids. So, we were just talking about that. We said a lot of people or a lot of, you know, fathers are now becoming, you know, stay-at-home dads and so forth. So, let's see. What do you think, Miss Rocky? You're a single mom. So, when you were married, or even in a relationship where somebody was actually caring for the kids as well with you, who cared for the kids more?
It was me.
You by a long shot?
Me. Yep. Oof. By a long shot.
By a long shot? All.
Oof. Yeah. For me, yes. And my experiences.
Boheke, what about you?
I will say that, yeah, by a long shot, the wifey wins. I can tell you this. I remember her working and me being home, you know, home with our daughter and doing the cooking, the cleaning, all that stuff or whatever, and being drained afterwards. So, man, props up to women. They got this. I mean, I love my daughter. I care for my daughter. I did everything, too. Like I said, jack of all trades, master of nothing. But, yeah, by far, by a long shot, yeah, she got it. She got it. Yeah.
Figueira, what about you?
Well, I don't have kids, but I do have a dog, and that's my child.
Yay!
So I do take a lot. I do take more care and was on top of her stuff more than others.
So you do agree. Pets are like children.
Because this is maternal instinct kicks in, mm-hmm. and you want to be on top of them and make sure everything is good, everything is done right.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah.
All right, well, my experience is nothing like what you guys have. See, I was a single dad and I raised my kids. So for me, I fucking did it. So there you go. I cared for the kids 100% of the time, or maybe like a 98, but I did most of it. So I probably, whatever statistic they have here for men in this category, I probably utilized most of it. So we're going to go to the numbers. Here you go. Ready? 18 to 34 doesn't even have a percentage for men. That's how low it is, by the way. 18 to 34. We don't even have a number. There's not a percent to verify it. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
But I do know a lot of single dads out there that have full custody, too.
Me, too.
I do. I do. But we don't make up. That's how bad it is. Look, there's no number and percentage for us. That means we're a rare breed. Like, there's very few. It's not even 1%. It's less than 1% of the men who are actually at home. Stay-at-home dads or full-time, you know, custody-wielding dads who actually take care of these kids. 49% of all women care for the kids between the 18 and 34 range. And combined as a marriage, because of the way the labor force is in now, 45% unite as a couple to take care of it equally. So
I see that.
That means that in a marriage or in a relationship with you have the kids in the household, they're actually working pretty well together to take care of them equally. But by themselves, no way. It's by far women. Not even close.
Oh, yeah.
I got a comment.
It
also, like, in the Hispanic community, it, also how we were saying how you were raised, either
cultural.
Cultural. You either got the mom, you know, grandma, mima, tita, whatever you want to call them, they're always helping that single dad, or they're always, you know, butting in. So it ends up being the grandma, a lot of the help. So maybe that's a good percentage why it's not there. Because, I mean, I know, like, out of, you know, 10 different, you know, men out there, there's about 8 that got, you know, mom helping them. And everything. So maybe that could be something like that.
That might be that, you know, I never thought of that. Maybe that's a good idea. Maybe there's just a lot of guys who are like either taking their kids to daycare, or, you know, they're working all these hours, or they're just like dropping them off and, you know, the grandmothers aren't being asked.
There's people out there with money that have nannies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Correct. Nannies are really in style now. There's a lot of
that's
nannies.
True.
Yeah, they
that's
are.
True. Well, I mean, nannies never went out of style. Right? Just kind of like, you know.
But I mean, like, not hearing more now than before. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, we just can't afford them right now.
And listen, I will one day. I can attest to the stats. For instance, like, we've been blessed with great in-laws and then my mom. So when we were in Miami, my mom helped out a lot. And now here, like, my mother-in-law helps out a lot. So yeah, I can see those, especially if it's a single man, I can see him reaching out to those grandmas and aunties and whatnot for help.
All right, so grand total, ready? According to the Oxfam and the Institute for Women's Policy Research, women do 2 more hours of household daily work than men do.
Great. Fantastic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Believe it, women win.
Women ages 15 to 24 spend 54% more time on housework than men at the same age, and women at the age of 25 to 34 spend 51% more time on those chores. That's pretty sad, bro. That's actually really sad.
That's not even counting grocery shopping and stuff.
That's not even counting. Yeah, I mean, this is just housework. You know, just regular stuff. It's pretty bad. That's That's disgusting. Yeah, yeah. So, man, if you guys are out there, I'm going to read you this last piece because it actually makes a big difference. The amount of housework done by women has decreased since and it's funny because you see these numbers. The amount of household work done by women has decreased since 1976, while the amount of housework by men has doubled since 1976, which means that the numbers I was reading were twice as less before 1976.
Mm. Oh. Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Because
so
back
that number of 17 was actually like 9 at one point.
Wow.
No, because back in the days, women stayed home, and now we're equal. We're working the same hours. Sometimes we work more. If you're an attorney, you're working just as much. It's just different.
I mean, we can sit there and say that, or we can just say that for the most part, you know, and I was actually shocked by the meals one because I honestly think that young women nowadays, and I'm probably going to get shot in the foot for this, have actually lost the ability to like do some stuff, like cook and stuff like that. I don't think this being screened as much as
I'm telling
it's
you.
Being
yeah.
done.
I taught my potentials how to cook, right. And now I don't cook as great as they do now. I'm like, really? What the hell happened?
And I'm pretty sure, you know, the only person who suffers there is probably themselves. I mean, if you want to get all, you know, misogynistic about it, men suffer too because, you know, if they're expecting the woman to cook, you're pretty much out of gas. You better start ordering some fucking Chinese food because you don't have another choice. So,
but it's true. But
ablandar habichuela. Ablandar habichuela.
And not only that, but let's be realistic. Now you have means to order food from Uber Eats and all that stuff. Sometimes you don't have to cook. You just order
culture.
Sometimes it's cheaper.
Yeah, making it easy.
For a person that's single or just two people, it's cheaper to order out.
Yeah, but if you marry, come on, let's put it this way. If your wife is sitting there working or your partner is sitting there working, all right, husband is sitting there working, you got to be the one who turns around and like, you know what? They were working all day. Let me just go ahead and make a meal so that way when they get back,
I'm going to handle this.
You know what I'm saying? That way they can turn around.
It depends how they work. What about they both work the same amount of hours?
If they work, I'm not talking about that. I said if somebody was home, like if you're the person that's staying home, you should do that. And here, it's my belief that if you are both working, that the person who gets home first should be the one that starts it.
Starts, yes. That's for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you get home, the minute you get home, you start plopping in and get into the kitchen and start hauling ass. So that way, when your other, you know, loved one gets there, they can come home to a cooked meal and learn that appreciation. So,
damn right.
That's just me.
My God. Hey, somebody just wrote and said that they get home and wait in the parking lot for 2-3 hours in the driveway, waiting on a man just to start the food.
Ain't that a bitch? Who's that? Is that Hannah?
In our chat room,
I like it.
Char, it said, I'll be waiting in the driveway, which means ain't nobody cooking for her. She's pretty much going to be, she's going to turn around. I'm telling you, that's pretty raw.
She's not eating no more.
But let me tell you. But I think that's fun. Like what I think I was saying is absolutely true. Like I think in a post Uber, post
Grub
Hub or whatever they call those things. Yeah, like I think you know a lot of couples if they're both working or whatever they order in, or even if it's a man or a wife that are home or whatever, depending on the kind of day they have. You know, they might just order in. It's not as serious as it used to be. And like I said, we've been blessed. When we were in Miami and both of us were working, my mom was taking care of our daughter. And so I would go by, pick up my daughter, or my wife would go pick up the daughter, and my mom had food for us. And here, same thing with my mother-in-law. So we've been blessed. So like we're both working. Now, if we're home, absolutely, my wife will start the meal. It'll be ready when I get home, or if I'm home and she's working, I'll pretty much have that meal ready to go when she gets home.
You know, my experience is we used to get home at the same time, and sometimes he would get food from work and he just bring food from work, so it was like chilling.
Not me, man.
I came home and cooked, man.
I used to work all day and then come home and cook.
But I don't have no kids.
Got asthma.
It's a different story, yeah?
Yeah, but that's my wife was home all day.
I want some hot dogs. I want some hot dogs. I hear you make the best hot dogs, Dad.
Boiled eggs. My father-in-law says.
Dirty water hot dogs. That's the best way into a woman's heart, right? Dirty water hot dogs.
Hey.
As long as it's not dirty draws.
Hey, we're gonna sit there and cook the hot dogs in the same. We're gonna sit there and boil the hot dogs in the same place we're cleaning that underwear for the laundry time. So there you go. That's what we're gonna do.
Nice. Just taste.
There's seasoning in that. Get that seasoning in there. Right. But my father-in-law says that he makes the best boiled eggs in the world. He says you eat them boiled eggs and you'll lick your fingers.
Boiled eggs.
Deviled eggs? Nice.
Yeah. No, tremendo sous chef. Tremendo, I mean sous chef, not sous chef, sous chef.
It might be a sous chef.
That is insane. I'm not even going to touch that. I know that we look. So basically, based on the statistics, men ain't shit. So we need to start stepping it up because we're losing in every category unless we're basically told to. That's what that whole combination, when we do the joint venture. So gotta work on that, man. Gotta work on that. But if you don't do anything, do one thing and one thing only. Make sure you do the damn dishes because you benefit from that the most. Based on what I'm seeing. So I'm gonna go right into these contests. So for about a month now, we've been running this contest for the people who turn around and were registering online. And so we had two contests running. We had Amazon $100 gift certificate, and we had the winner of the JJ's Own 12 pack. It was called the lineup. It's got like 12 bottles, I think is what it is.
Yeah, 12 bottles of the marinades and
dressings. Yeah, marinade and so forth. So here we go. So whoever went in and registered, Marcia. I didn't even know how to do this giant email, but Marcia has won the Amazon $100 gift card. So I'm gonna have to reach out to Marcia and see.
Damn.
And I know if she responds. But Marcia has won the $100 gift card. And for the winner of the JJ Zone, Juan Pablo.
Who's Juan Pablo?
Yep. So Juan Pablo has won it. And so we'll reach out to these guys and make sure that they turn around and get it. I know there's a bunch of people who are absolutely upset. And sorry that your email didn't get picked out, but these were randomly selected. It's not like I knew anybody, or I have put them in a random generator.
And I sure don't know.
That's the email that I pushed out. So
congratulations, Juan Pablito.
And Marcia. For all of you guys who are in here, if you haven't registered yet, go ahead and go into the LatinBabbler.com website. Put your email into our newsletter. Follow us at Latin Babbler in both Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, anywhere that you can possibly think of. You can, find Latin Babbler. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Google Music. We're on Spotify. Yes. And so, just want to take a shout out to all of you guys who joined us here today. And once again, we're out.